This is an interview of Elizabeth Shanahan McShane, April 20th, 1987, Poplar Hill Road, Baltimore, Maryland. And Elizabeth, what do you know about John Owings Price?
I don't know what year he came over, but I know that he came to Maryland, mm-hmm. and another part of the family went to St. Louis. Mm-hmm. And they settled there in Maryland, and they had a lot of land, but mm-hmm. the family always said they were land poor. Mm-hmm. Now, how he met his wife, was it Ann?
It was Ann Bissell Price.
Ann Bissell Price from St. Louis. Right. I think he went out there to visit.
Right.
And they fell in love, apparently, mm-hmm. and got married mm-hmm. and came back to Maryland. Mm-hmm. Now, Hokosha was a stone house there on the York Road. As Aunt Matt described, she said it wasn't a great big place. It was mm-hmm. a farmhouse. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I remember seeing pictures of it with the curtain blowing out the window.
I have it out here in the car. I want mm-hmm. Peter to bring it in because I want you to identify
yes.
some people.
All mm-hmm. right, I'll do that. Mm-hmm. And when you think that they had no screens, and think of all the flies that went in the summer, and mm-hmm. I remember Colga telling me about Bat getting in Aunt Matt's room and mm-hmm. how he hit the old ladies with a broom. I never called him back. But little things like that.
And then Hokosha burned, right?
Hokosha burned. They, for some reason, rented Hokosha to the, I can't think of the people's name.
Loves,
right now.
I think it was.
Loves, yes. And Dot Love put up a lamp on a dresser, and mm-hmm. it was a sloping wall. There mm-hmm. was a snowstorm, mm-hmm. and Hokosha burned that night. They mm-hmm. did take a few things out, mm-hmm. and but Aunt Matt said one of the things they brought out was the telephone that had just been put in instead of the things that belonged to the family.
Oh dear!
But that's what people
that's
do
difficult.
At a time like
sure,
that.
Sure, sure.
And then there was a little house across the road from that, which I think was just sort of a tenant house mm-hmm. of some kind. And they moved Aunt Matt. I think, and Aunt Lottie, Aunt Coley, no, I don't know whether Aunt Coley lived there or not, mm-hmm. but Aunt Matt and Aunt Mary lived there for a long time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's where some of them were living when I was married in 1926.
Oh,
yeah. Oh no, they were not living there then. Emily Merriman had rented the house. She married Jack, it'll come to me later. Anyway, they were living there at the house, and Aunt Coley had an apartment in Baltimore, and Aunt Matt had an apartment in Baltimore. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I don't know where the others were living, mm-hmm. but Aunt Lottie and Aunt Mary both died of diabetes. Mm-hmm. And Aunt Matt told me with a great pride one time that they hadn't had a doctor in the house for 20 years. Mm-hmm. Well, it's too bad that they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Because those old girls could have been saved.
Right. What do you remember about Aunt Coley and Aunt
Well, Aunt Lottie and Aunt Mary had both died by the time I was married. Oh, mm-hmm. But Aunt Coley had an apartment on Reed Street. And she was different from the rest of those girls. She wasn't as, would you say, arrogant?
Mm-hmm. Well, feisty.
Feisty. And, they fought together.
Right.
It was unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, Aunt Coley was a gentler person. Mm-hmm. And someone had left Aunt Coley. They, none of them had any money, you mm-hmm. know, Aunt Lottie and all of them. Mm-hmm. And someone had left Aunt Coley money during her lifetime. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And she lived there.
Mm-hmm. When did you first meet Granny McShane, Emmeline McShane?
Before I was married mm-hmm. at Aunt Coley's apartment.
Mm-hmm. And what was your impression of her?
I really don't want it to go on record.
Formidable, right?
Well, rather a frightening person.
Yeah.
And
what physically did she look like?
Quite tall, mm-hmm. very straight, mm-hmm. very untidy with her hair, mm-hmm. and always wore black.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did she?
I've never seen her in anything but black.
Mm-hmm.
And possessive, mm-hmm. very possessive, mm-hmm. Very superior.
Mm-hmm. What did Now, after they separated, she and Willie McShane, and they separated because of another woman, is that correct?
That's right. Well, I think she brought a lot of this on herself from little things that I've heard on the side, mm-hmm. from people who knew her. She was a terribly jealous woman.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if someone would come in, you know how people come in and put their arms around
sure.
and say, how are you?
Sure,
and
sure.
good to see you.
Yes,
well,
course.
She said, get out of my house.
Oh, dear.
So you see, there was
yeah.
a problem.
A problem right from there. Now, I guess he left with the nursemaid they had for Dad when he was an infant, right? Bluebird or something?
I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, and...
But he lived in an apartment in New York with some woman.
Mm-hmm.
And he died at 43, I mm-hmm. think, of... well, he drank too much.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But as from all reports I've heard, was a charming mm-hmm. man who everybody just was crazy about.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But Granny told him that she had married beneath herself,
mm-hmm.
and that's what she got.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now that's not an endearing thing.
Yes, that's right. That doesn't help any relationship,
no.
that's for sure.
I don't know whether this is a good idea to put on television.
Oh, well, I'll edit some of it.
Yes,
you
because...
know, I'll edit some of it. No, because I certainly know. Mm. I knew Granny McShane, so don't worry about that.
Oh, you did.
Mm. Now, she took the boys and went to New York
yes.
City.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why did she do that?
I think she wanted to get out of town, wanted to change.
Mm-hmm.
And she always said she had no money, you know. Now, I got some of this from a woman in New York who mm-hmm. came down to visit her.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Granny didn't have a lot of people. Of course, she outlived a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
But her friendships were stormy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what did I start to tell you about?
About going to New York.
Yes, she went. This woman said that she would call people up and tell them she had no coal, no food in the house to feed her children. She was living in one of the best parts of New York, right down from the Astoria. Mm-hmm. What was that hotel?
Waldorf Astoria.
Waldorf Astoria.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she had a tea room. She worked hard.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to give it to her.
Mm-hmm.
She was a smart woman.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And along certain lines.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a lot of determination
mm-hmm.
and really could have been a very remarkable person had she had a different point of view of life and
mm-hmm.
of other people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's interesting in reading a lot of the feminist literature and the women's liberation literature,
mm-hmm.
one of the things that's been documented is that those very intelligent women who did not have a productive outlet
mm-hmm.
for their intelligence
mm-hmm.
became manipulative, possessive, counterproductive. Mm-hmm. And I've often wondered if
that's a good example.
Gales did not fall into that category.
You know, when I look back now, I was 20 years old when I was married
mm-hmm.
and treated this way, you
mm-hmm.
see. And now from the, I'm 82, I'll be 82 in June,
mm-hmm.
I know so much more about people and
mm-hmm.
how to handle them
mm-hmm.
and a better understanding. She was an unhappy woman.
Sure she was. Sure she was. Very unhappy.
And
did Uncle Colgate ever tell you any of the stories about New York City, living in New York? And
well, there wasn't, I don't remember how long they were there. The
mm-hmm.
boys used to play ice hockey.
Mm-hmm.
And there used to be gang wars. I mean, the boys on a certain part of New York would meet and throw stones and
oh,
things
really?
Of that kind.
Uh-huh.
But then, you see, they went to work when they were 17.
Right, right. Now, did Henry die when they were still living in New York?
Yes.
He did?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And what do you remember about that?
Well, I remember Colgate telling me that the day of Henry's death, she didn't hear about it till the next day, that she was as restless as she could be. A friend came over and said, Emlyn, what is the matter with you? You're beside yourself. She said, I don't know, but something terrible. And she heard next day they'd been blown up in the mine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she had gotten, they'd gotten the names back. Colgate was supposed to have gone with Phelps Dodge, and Henry was supposed to have gone with Bethlehem.
With Bethlehem. Oh.
And up until the day she moved away from here, she'd call us at 12 and 1 o'clock at night and blame Colgate for Henry's death.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, this went on for years.
Yeah.
You know, it's upsetting.
Sure it is.
Even to think about
yeah,
it now.
Yeah, right, right.
It really
right.
is.
Yeah, that's right.
And I feel like there was so much that she said about members of the family back and forth, mm-hmm. the things that she accused me of mm-hmm. and accused your family mm-hmm. of. Mm-hmm. And none of it was true.
Well, it's in a lot of the letters. She saved every letter. And so there, you know, it's mm-hmm. it's in a lot of the letters. You can mm-hmm. see, you know, where this was. But it was like a whole lifestyle.
Yes. But she followed the pattern, mm-hmm. you see, of turning one against the other.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. Manipulating.
And I'm so happy to see our children all have
I know it, isn't
such
it?
A good time together. That's why I think, you know, that it has to be forgotten.
That's right.
Because
that's right.
It's disturbing to be for me now, yeah, even to look back on that.
Right.
How I lived through that, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
And
I'm
then with
sure
Aunt Matt in the house with
right.
us.
Right.
And can you imagine poor Aunt Matt?
Yeah.
In her almost, well, she was 75 or 76, to mm-hmm. have to come to live in a row house
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
with three little children
mm-hmm.
and then
mm-hmm.
another one coming.
Yeah, right. She was a very gentle soul, wasn't she?
Not gentle-souled, a very nice person.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
She was, compared to Granny, she was a gentle
mm-hmm,
soul.
Mm-hmm.
A lovely sense of humor.
I remember her upstairs in her bedroom at Sparrows Point, and she had just put some powder on. And of course, she was up in years, and there were all these blobs of powder all over her face, and I can remember my brothers and I thought that was so funny. But I think her eyesight was probably going, you know, at the time.
Well, you know, she was quite an attractive woman,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and I wish I could tell her now how much I appreciate
uh-huh,
her.
Uh-huh. Well, that was nice.
Because, you know, I wasn't always conscious of what old people needed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
For example, she should have had a rail on those steps there mm-hmm. at Sparrows Point.
Mm-hmm.
Never occurred to me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
When I hold them, anything I can get to go down the steps now.
Mm-hmm. Sure, I'm doing it too.
Oh.
Now, Uncle Colgate and Dad and Henry and Price all went to Mount Hermon. Do you have any idea?
Well, I don't know how. Henry went to Mount Hermon.
Yeah. Well, I have pictures of Uncle Colgate and letters, which I will get to you, because I'm getting these things sorted out.
Yes.
One thing they had to do was every Sunday, they were not allowed in for Sunday night supper unless they could hand the headmaster a letter to their parents.
Oh, really?
So I have this collection of letters that Granny saved over all those years, which I'll see that you get.
Well, you know, it's an interesting thing. Colgate adored Granny for years mm-hmm. and years. Really adored her.
Mm-hmm.
And then things, when he realized that mm-hmm. she had money was taken from the
mm-hmm.
family.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Your family,
right. Right.
And then he became very good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the doctor said it had an awful lot to do with his mental condition.
Did it.
When
oh,
he
yeah.
deteriorated, yes.
Yeah.
And that was a terrible
sure.
thing.
Now, and then they left New York. I think when Uncle Colgate got a job in Bethlehem, wasn't that it? And
yes,
then she moved all the boys.
She moved to Bethlehem. I moved everybody to Bethlehem.
Mm-hmm.
And then Colgate went into service during the war.
Now, did you know him at that time?
I didn't know him until 1923.
Mm-hmm.
And I met him out swimming, and I didn't see him really for about 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was going back and forth to school to Baltimore
mm-hmm.
on the train, and we met out swimming again, and from then
where
on...
Where were you swimming?
There at Sparrows Point.
At Sparrows Point.
A place there.
The McShanes had a place there?
No, the Sparrows Point had a place.
I see, a beach,
the,
right.
Yes, a beach.
Yeah.
And then we started seeing each other.
Uh-huh.
He would ride up on the train with me and
uh-huh.
sleep all day at Aunt Matt's and ride back with me and work all night.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that was very exciting.
Mm-hmm. What do you know about his career in the Navy?
Well, he had the best time.
Mm-hmm. He did, huh?
Yes, had a marvelous time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He was away.
And, mm-hmm. and he was at Pensacola, right?
He was at Pensacola, Florida.
Did he ever see any action in World War
II? No, he did not. He wanted to go overseas, but they wouldn't, they kept him there training.
Mm-hmm.
And he trained with Byrd,
mm-hmm.
Richard Byrd.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was training
flying
the other
Jennies,
people.
I bet. Mm-hmm. And then he came out and he came back to Bethlehem Steel.
He came back to Bethlehem Steel.
Mm-hmm.
And he was with them 48 years,
mm-hmm.
or 49, I think it was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Stories do you remember about the boys when they were young? Do you recall any of those?
Well, now let me see. I think they did a lot of fighting, which is normal for
sure.
boys.
Mm-hmm.
And Henry, I think, was the idol of Granny. But she told Colgate that he looked so much like his father, she wanted to slap him. So that was one of the endearing things.
Yes, right.
But then later on, you see, when Colgate's mind had gone, he would come to me in the evening and say, where's Mother going to sleep tonight?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, she's not coming tonight. She has a cold.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So
then that was momentary,
yeah,
you see.
Yeah. I know what you mean about that affection that Uncle Colgate had for her, because my father had it too.
They adored her.
Right.
And she was a wonderful mother to those
mm-hmm.
young boys.
Mm-hmm.
But she couldn't let go.
Mm-hmm. When the time came.
Yes, and yeah. That's so sad. I have a friend here in Baltimore who has the same problem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that is
it's a very sad thing.
It means nothing but trouble.
That's all.
As time goes on, there's no getting around that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then they lived on St. Luke's Place in Bethlehem, and then Uncle Cog went into the service.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he came out, did he go back to Bethlehem or did he go to Sparrow's Point?
He went to Lackawanna, he went to up in Pennsylvania, Johnstown.
Johnstown. Oh,
he was
did.
There for a year, yes.
Uh-huh.
And then he went to Bethlehem
mm-hmm.
and stayed there. He went to Bethlehem because he wanted to work for Mr. Wheaton, Twit Wheaton.
Mm-hmm.
And he liked him so much.
And who was he?
He was the superintendent there when Colgate first went to Bethlehem.
He wanted to go back to
Yes,
to
he wanted to work for him.
Because
he worked for him in Bethlehem.
Uh-huh. Now, Uncle Price, he also worked at Bethlehem, and then he went out to Chicago.
He gave up his job, a good job at Bethlehem. He was doing well.
Mm-hmm.
And when Granny bought the property back, the farm there in Baltimore.
In Baltimore?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And that was during the Depression, and there was no work, you
mm-hmm,
see.
Mm-hmm.
And they did sell sand there from time to time, a little
mm-hmm.
bit at a time.
Mm-hmm.
But he started drinking then.
Mm-hmm.
She used to hide his cigarette, you know, because mm-hmm. she didn't want him to smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a very bad situation there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then he went to Johnstown. He got a job in Johnstown and met Becky.
Mm-hmm. And that was Becky Lewis.
Becky Lewis.
From Easton, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
She was not from Easton.
Oh,
they moved to Easton, but they lived in Johnstown.
I see.
And her family was a very wealthy family.
From Johnstown.
From Johnstown.
Mm-hmm.
And she was the only girl.
Mm-hmm.
And then he married her. This is Faith, my helper. This is Mrs. Fenner, Faith.
Hi, how are you?
She's doing some gardening.
Well, good.
So, that marriage didn't work out, mm-hmm. and Johnny, they had the one child, Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Price went to, he went from there to Chicago,
mm-hmm.
and he met Greta.
What was her maiden name?
Greta?
Mm-hmm.
I do know it. Wait a minute.
It was Swedish,
yes.
wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I want to say Hansen, but it couldn't possibly be Hansen.
No. It's on the tip of my tongue. I'll think about it.
Uh-huh.
Valley. Her name was Valley.
Valley?
Greta Valley.
V-A-L-L-E-Y or V-A-L-L-E?
V-A-L-L-E-Y,
I think.
I think so.
Uh-huh.
And I have a letter from Price, and he said, she is my backbone.
Mm-hmm.
And Price wouldn't have lived without her.
Yes, I'm sure that's true.
And
I would have thought that too.
With an entire, she had a different growing up completely
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
education, things of that kind.
Mm-hmm.
But was a nice, fundamentally a nice woman.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was very fond
now,
of her.
Now, is she still alive?
No, she died.
Oh, did she?
She died a little over a year ago.
Oh, did she?
Uh-huh.
And how old would she have been?
Well, she was 6 years younger than
mm-hmm.
I.
Mm-hmm.
So that's...
Oh. Now, what about John? Do you know anything about
John? Well, I talked to him. He's living in her house in Chicago, which was a little house in South Chicago somewhere. I've never been there. And but he has that house now. And I think he's on his third marriage.
Oh, I see.
Really? Or maybe the fourth. But he brought her here one time, and she's a trained nurse and has good hard sense
mm-hmm.
and thinks he is wonderful.
Well,
and
good.
They are doing well.
Wonderful. Well, sometimes it takes some people longer
yes.
than others to
mm-hmm.
find the right person.
But
what does he do?
I don't know. He was doing some kind of electrical work.
Uh-huh.
He has no education to speak of. Mm-hmm. He's not really grammatical.
Mm-hmm.
And it's strange. One family, they go in so many directions.
Yeah, that's right.
But that's the world.
Well,
it's been that way from the beginning of time.
Well, he could have been dyslexia or something like that
very
that we knew about. Because
mm-hmm.
There is quite a bit of evidence of that in this family.
Well, you know, Kathy, Johnny's daughter, is dyslexic.
Mm-hmm.
But she has finished college.
Mm-hmm. Well, our Mike, Mort's, Bill Jr.'s oldest boy, or only boy, is dyslexia, and he's graduated from college. He's an engineer now.
Well, there's nothing wrong with the brain. It has nothing to do
absolutely
with the intelligence.
Not. Absolutely
it's
not.
A communication.
Now, one of the interesting things in the letters from Mount Hermon, was that the headmaster would write Granny and say that Henry was having trouble with his studies, and he just had to do better, and that was all there was to it.
Mm-hmm.
Then Henry would write and say, Mother, I am working very hard. I am working my hardest.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the last letter that she got from Henry from Dawson, New Mexico, well, actually it's on a postcard, you can tell some reversals.
Mm-hmm.
But he did learn to write, and he did learn to express himself, and he was not unintelligent at all.
Well, that's so often the case.
And this must have been that
probably
same
what it was.
Thing, you know, because it does seem to run very much, mm-hmm. but practically every generation has had a dyslexia child in our family.
Well, it wasn't identified years
no,
ago. They just said they weren't smart.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that a shame?
It is a shame. That a lot of
out.
Lost.
Right, right. Now, John had a daughter, young John Owings Price's son, had a daughter, yes, by the first marriage.
Yes.
Now, do you know anything about her?
Well, she had a child without a father.
Oh, dear, yeah.
So I don't know any more than that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But they did come here one time, and were here for a week. And she was not a particularly attractive child.
No, I remember that, too, mm-hmm. yeah. Yeah, the mother was not particularly attractive.
No.
Yeah.
No, but...
Not at all. But,
well,
that's too bad, but I didn't know Greta had gone.
Yes.
Well, that's a shame. Now to get back to you and Uncle Colgate. You were married, you said, in 1923?
26.
Mm-hmm. You met him in 1923.
Met him in 26. Married in 26.
Where did you go to college here?
I went to the Maryland Institute here.
The Art Institute,
and I graduated from there.
Uh-huh.
In I graduated in 26.
Mm-hmm.
I went back to school after I was married.
Oh, I see.
I was married in February and finished my year.
Mm-hmm. And you were raised in Easton?
I was raised at Sparrow's Point.
Oh, at Sparrow's Point. Where am I getting all this Easton business?
Well, my father was raised in Easton.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And I was just looking back. And some records I told you that I had that
mm-hmm.
they first went there. The first record of land was in 1679, I think.
Mm-hmm. And they came from where?
Ireland.
Ireland.
Just along the front faith.
Along the
yes, cut it level with the railroad ties.
Mm-hmm. And they came from Ireland. Do you know where in Ireland?
Clare County.
Clare County.
Mm-hmm.
What do you know, or do you know anything at all, about the McShane roots in Ireland?
I have some information that I've gotten recently about that. I even have a picture of the house they lived in.
You're kidding.
I got it out. I'll give
How
it to
wonderful.
You.
Wonderful.
You can take it with you.
Oh, wonderful.
And send it back to
uh-huh,
me.
Uh-huh, I shall.
And when the family, Dick went over there last September and took Michael
mm-hmm.
and Katie. They're playing golf. And they met with one of the McShanes, who seems to feel he's in the same family
uh-huh.
because there was an article published in the paper about Henry McShane when Annabelle and John were over there. This is Coke's first wife.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
And a picture of Henry McShane. I have all of that here.
My goodness. Isn't mm-hmm. that interesting? I didn't realize that.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. You know, there was this story, and because Dad used to say, we're descended from one of the Irish kings. Did you ever hear any of that business?
Well, Johnny and I were talking
uh-huh.
about that.
Uh-huh.
And any Irishman you talk to, they're descended from
right,
the Irish
because
king.
They are. They are, according to their tribal
Well, and yeah. everybody was a king. There were a lot of little kings.
That's right.
With fancy
that's
names.
Right. That's right.
And John McShane was said, well, no doubt about it, they were king of the dung heap over mm-hmm. there.
Yeah. Well,
really of no consequence.
There's an awful lot on Shane O'Neill, who, after he was dethroned by Queen Elizabeth, and murdered, though he was murdered by a MacDonald because there was a clan fight going on there, but it was manipulated by Queen Elizabeth. The sons became known as McShanes,
mm-hmm.
you know, son of Shane.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing, and it's one of the criteria they use in historical writings and historical research, is that there is a consistency of names. Shane had a son Russell, a son Henry,
mm-hmm.
and one other name that came
I have
down
grandmother
with us.
McShane's will.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have that too.
You have that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But it is interesting that he had the same names.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. As that it were carried down.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which.
Well, I think that's very true in families.
Yeah.
I
think gives some credibility.
Yes.
But you'd
mm-hmm.
have to prove it, and it's all but impossible to prove.
Oh yes.
Because the Irish records have been destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, down through the ages, particularly in Dublin, but. I do have a lot of that material, which I am going to include in it just in case one of the grandchildren might be interested sometime
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
in trying to do some
well,
research.
Well, there's a Dundalk Association, you see.
Mm-hmm.
The grandfather McShane named Dundalk
mm-hmm.
because they wanted to name the town McShane, but they said, no, do name it from my hometown in Ireland, Dundalk, Ireland.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they've done a lot of research back and forth with me and sending me all their reports.
Mm-hmm.
So I have that.
Mm-hmm.
And Henry McShane was a very smart man who
mm-hmm.
came over here and did that. He used to save 50 cents a week in a trunk.
Did he really?
Yes,
in order
did.
To get started.
And then he was a millionaire when he died. And
mm-hmm.
a millionaire in those days was
a
lot more than it is today.
That's right. That's mm-hmm. right. And he lived at Mount Washington, was the name?
Well, they had a summer place in Mount Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And they lived on Mount Vernon Place
mm-hmm.
in Baltimore. The house has been torn down there.
Mm-hmm.
They were between, not between Charles and St. Paul, but St. Paul and,
mm-hmm.
not St. Paul, Park Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
But that house is down now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What do you know about his wife?
Well, not a whole lot. I have a picture of her somewhere.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we have the portrait. Dick has that of her.
Mm-hmm.
And her name was Rennie. Yes, her name was Rennie before she was married.
Denny's.
Denny.
Denny,
yes.
Yeah, right, the two sisters.
Mm-hmm.
That came, and then one married Webb. That eventually became the Webb Plumbing branch.
Oh, yes,
of.
Yes. Uh-huh.
What do you know about the Bell Foundry and how it demised?
Well, it's still operating
mm-hmm.
under the name McShane,
mm-hmm.
but not, I don't think they do a lot, but you know, those bells are all over the world, everywhere
it's just
you go.
Astounding.
Yes.
I uh-huh. mean, they're coming down from the belfries as the churches are being destroyed or
yes.
rebuilt,
mm-hmm.
and they're just, I have friends who take pictures wherever they are and ship them to me. I've got a collection and a half now.
Well, Russell McShane has everything in the world on bells.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He's had a stroke, I understand.
Has he had a stroke?
Mm-hmm.
We did not hear from her at Christmas time, and I wondered.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. He has Parkinson's, and then the stroke on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
Was it a bad stroke?
I think, I don't really know.
Yeah,
I think I had a note from her. I'm not real sure.
Mm-hmm.
But,
mm-hmm.
He's done a lot of research,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and I think he did so much research that some of the friends were hiding some of his bells.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Well, he's the one who sort of got me on some of the Irish things and the fact mm-hmm. that we're actually O'Neills. That's the tribe or whatever
mm-hmm.
they called it. I think they called it clan. And that.
Well, they have ways of handling names.
Yeah, right. And you do. It's I've read a lot in Irish history while I've been working on this, and a lot of clues are there if it is true,
mm-hmm.
you know, but I really don't know. Now, they were bell makers in Dundalk, Ireland to his family?
Not that I've ever heard.
Not that you have ever heard?
No.
Uh-huh.
Just here in Baltimore, as far as I know.
I see. Now, there's some feeling, or I've heard the story, that his family back in Ireland weren't happy with him because he didn't send money back or something or other. Have you heard anything about that?
I don't know anything about that. Uh-huh. I don't know anything about his friend, his family in Ireland.
Mm-hmm. I remember Granny saying how nice Mrs. McShane was to her.
Mm-hmm. She said she was.
Yeah.
Said she could die happy if she would marry Willie.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. That's very interesting, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. So you don't know any more about her at all?
No, I really don't.
Do you know where she came from?
No, I don't.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how he met her or anything of that kind.
Uh-huh. Well, supposedly, but I don't know how true all this is, her family had a restaurant.
I don't know.
And he used to go there.
And that's how he met
her. And the two sisters used to wait on people. And they mm-hmm. were right from Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
And then the one married Webb, who I understand worked in the foundry, but I don't
yes.
know.
Yes, there was a... Dick has some friends that he does business with. The Webbs.
Mm-hmm.
She was a Webb,
mm-hmm.
but she's in bad shape. She has, I think, a wheelchair now, mm-hmm. Parkinson's or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let me see now. We'll get to wondering some more about William McShane. Do you have any anecdotes about Grandfather McShane that you remember Uncle Colbert telling you?
No, I don't. I did.